Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Celebrate the music of DMX. Passed away today. Age of 50. If I got to bring it to you, cowards, then it's going to be quick. Oh, you may have been in jail before.
Suck. No, this is my whole high school career listening to DMX.
Man, that dude got some bangers. I mean, legit, like you couldn't help go out looking for a fight. It didn't matter. I was driving to Hebrew school. I started looking for a fight.
Hey, as you've Googled me before, yes, DMX had a lot to do.
I know you were looking for a fight.
Had a lot to do with my past. You can't listen to this song and go in the club and just let a dude bump into you.
Right. You can't leave your shirt on in the club after listening to this.
X told me to swing on him. So X going to bring it to him. Right. Chan's going to bring it to him.
Yes, Chan's going to give it to you.
I'm telling you. All right.
Let me give you the code word this hour. And the code word has the letter X in it. How about that? Taxi is the code word. Giving away Joe's dough. If you listen on 560, it's Leroy's loot. I just had a funny text exchange with Leroy Horde. I never lose my personality, as you may know. My personality is always my personality. So he's texting me as we were talking in the last segment about the food offerings at the Masters. And you know Leroy is a huge golfer. That dude loves to golf. Yeah. When I used to be program director over at 790, he was hosting a golf show on the weekends. Like, he loves golf. So we were talking about the concessions there.
When we talk about players that can golf, like JT comes up, Leroy comes up. Like, Leroy's, people know Leroy can play golf down here.
Like, is he a scratch golfer? Is he good?
Yes. I think he's the old guy. Hey, were you leaving the club? 3 under today. And he's not lying. I say 3 wow. under and I'm 19 over. He literally is 3 under.
Well, so he's texting me as we're talking about the concession offerings, and he's like, the food is here. $3.05 on a Friday.
Dolly.
God bless. Dolly.
He's like, the tickets are so damn expensive, though. He said, full week is $2,500+. And so I texted him, I'm going to make a pimento cheese sandwich this weekend. I know I said this in November, Solana. I said I was going to do it, and I didn't. I'm doing it this weekend. I'm going to watch the Masters. I'm going to make a pimento cheese sandwich. I'm going to drink a funky Buddha. I'm going to sit outside and pretend like I'm there. And so Leroy texts back to me, disgusting, WPF. Hmm. I figured out immediately what that meant. White people food. I used my context clues. So I wrote, I love WPF. And he wrote, it's white people food. I know damn well you didn't know what I was talking about. And I wrote, I 100% did. And then he texts me, chitlins, BPF, hog mauls. And then he says, ask Channing. But here's where my personality flaw comes out. I had to correct his spelling on chitlins. Because
he spelled it chitlins.
He spelled it chitlins, and it's really spelled chitterlings. But that's I ruin everything with my personality. I couldn't let it go. I had to let him know, no, it's chitterlings.
You want to know something funny? I ate chitlins growing up for, you know, just, I can't even remember how far back there were chitlins around when my grandma was alive, you know, all my elders, I guess. And then I was like 12 years old and I was in Detroit and my uncle brought back a bag that was, you know, free, you know, frozen bag, not prepared. And it said chitterlings on it. And I was like, so what are these? He was like, oh, man, them chitlins. I was like, no, they said, it's, look at that. That's, I don't know what that is. Pork chitterlings. What is a chitterling?
Yeah, no.
And, bro, I thought for years, and I don't know if Leroy just figured this out, they're not chitlins. We've just been calling them chitlins. They're
That's
chitterlings.
Right. They're chitterlings. Chitterlings. All right, so here's the code word. Code word is taxi. Text the word taxi to 72881. That's 72881. You could win $1,000. Text the word taxi right now to 72881. It is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Sponsored by Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. 1-800-747-3733. Text the word taxi to 72881. All right, here comes Alejandro Solana with your headlines. Will you make a pimento cheese sandwich this weekend, Solana?
I will. I'll go to Publix. I'll get some bread. I'll get some pimento cheese, and I'll make myself a sandwich. I'll partake in the festivities.
All right. Will you do it, Crowder?
May I ask, where is the pimento cheese located?
I'm going to guess in the cheese section.
It's cold cheese. Is this warm cheese?
Yeah, I think it's where the Merckx is and the you know what I'm talking about with the Merckx. They got those little things of Merckx. They got the port wine. Yeah, I think
we're a big, you know, we're cheese people. You know, as the like you said, the white people food, black people food. We're cheese. Like we like cheese. We'll eat some cheese now, but. I've just never seen the pimento cheese. I just don't know the area.
In all honesty, I don't know if I've ever seen it either. Not that I've ever looked for it, because I think pimento cheese is just a spread, right? It's a pimento cheese spread.
Oh, so it's not a block?
No. It's a spread, I think.
Oh, because I, you know, this black people, white people thing, I don't know if this is my white side coming out, but I love a damn charcuterie tray, so I can't speak or, you know, act like I'm, you know, yeah, it's just, you know, not dealing with cheeses, but I've never seen pimento cheese anywhere.
No, that's a spread. Oh, look at this. Okay, pimento cheese on Wikipedia. Pimento cheese is a spread or relish made with cheese, mayonnaise, and pimentos. Oh, that sounds delicious.
Pimentos? That's the little red thing in an olive?
Yeah.
Hot.
All right. So, yeah, you just get yourself a little tub of pimento cheese spread. And just slather that thing up on some white bread. Don't toast it, you know, and you almost mush it down. Maybe you want to eat it. I'm guessing they serve it in like that cellophane paper, you know, at the Masters. All right, we're all making pimento cheese sandwiches. You in?
Yeah.
I'm in, but can I, because the black delegation likes to grill our cheese sandwiches. Can I grill it?
No, you're eating it like you're at Augusta National. No grilling allowed.
Okay.
Jimmy, is Jimmy there at 560? Jimmy, will you agree to have a pimento cheese sandwich this weekend?
Sure.
Perfect. All right, so all four of us, that went perfectly. We'll all have our pimento cheese sandwich this weekend. All right, yeah, headline,
Jimmy,
Solana.
Goodness, Jimmy, stop talking so much. Gosh, you're killing me here.
He makes us go over on the clock, Len. I don't know what to do.
Love you, Jimmy.
I love Jimmy. Jimmy is the best.
My roommate, JL, he works at Publix. I just texted him. Is Publix selling pimento cheese spread? So I'll get back to you guys on that.
All right. Yeah, let me know.
See in the express lane, because those are the best cashiers.
Oh, is that so? If you're good, they put you in the express lane?
Yeah,
I guess so. You got to be timely.
You got to go, get quick, talk, know what to do. Yeah. If he's Solana's roommate, maybe he might be stocking in the dairy section.
Yeah.
The Heat, they beat the Lakers 110 to 104. They're now two games above 500. It's another win for the Miami Heat over the Lakers this year, but we're all keeping an eye on Victor Oladipo. You know, he left the game early with a non-contact leg injury. He limped off the court. He had an X-ray last night. Those results came back negative, which is a good thing. He has an MRI scheduled for today. I'm sure we'll find out shortly how that goes.
And quick, let me just explain it. X-rays are bones. It's only see if you broke a bone or not. The MRI shows you cartilage, ligaments, all right. The soft tissue.
And it was pretty obvious yesterday that he didn't break a bone because he seemed to – it was almost when he was in the air or maybe when he launched, right as he launched maybe. But it didn't seem like a broken bone, but it was – you could tell something was wrong.
But there's cartilage, there's meniscus, there's all kind of crap in joints, and especially knees that – I know about because I've had 17 knee surgeries. So, yes, the MRI is way better than an X-ray for your knees.
Yeah.
The worry there is that he injured that knee last year. So that's the worry that
right.
he re-injured
no,
that No,
obviously,
knee.
Yeah. yeah.
The Heat, they'll begin a four-game West Coast road trip on Sunday. They'll play Portland, the Trailblazers, and then they'll play the Suns, the Nuggets, and the Timberwolves next week as well. The Panthers, they lost 3-0 to the Hurricanes yesterday. I'm watching the replay for some reason here at the studio in Bally Sports, Florida.
Tree must be standing about three yards to your left. That's when that replay comes in. Have him move a little bit to the right. You can probably watch the Masters.
Second straight loss to Carolina. For the Cats, they begin a two-game set in Dallas. Game one is tomorrow, 2 p.m. puck drop.
Personality flaw. I know it, yes. So I know it.
The Marlins, they'll play games 2 and 3 this weekend versus the Mets. Remember, they lost yesterday. They were robbed yesterday in
robbed.
New York.
In fact, we're going to talk with Craig Minervini in the next segment, and we'll see if he's still heated. The only thing that I say, and I'll tell Craig, is, I mean, you still had Anthony Bass pitching, and he had already blown the save, so I don't know – you know, if they were going to win that game anyway. But well, rough way to lose.
Yeah, tomorrow's first pitch in New York, 1:10 p.m. I believe it's Citi Field where they're going to be
all
playing.
Right.
And Sunday, 1:10 p.m. as well. Also, about 15 minutes ago, Canes Baseball, they opened up a three-game series in Pitt. They're playing Pitt. Again, 3 p.m. first pitch today. They'll play games 2 and 3 tomorrow. Finally, guys, before we get to our leaderboard update, believe it or not, according to a survey, 1 out of 3 people say they usually keep the subtitles on when they're watching TV.
Oh, do I hate that. Oh, I've been to people's house where they leave the subtitles on. I don't get this. I didn't come over to read a book. I'm watching a show here. Sometimes you get to a hotel room, you can't get the subtitles off. I'll demand another room. Get out of here.
Oh, don't talk loud. Asia might hear you. Jesus.
She keeps the subtitles on?
Oh, on everything.
Why?
I don't know. Because we started, you know, those what is it? Dungeons, not Dungeons, Game of Thrones. You know those things when
yeah.
they talk funny, you know, when they have that old English. So I almost got into it. We're like, I don't know what the hell he's talking about. Oh,
that's
Lutherans,
you know
that's
what?
Mal,
right,
Alf,
right.
Michael,
you know
down.
And you know what I do in that situation? I go, I'm not watching this show anymore. I can't understand what they're saying.
But if you want to watch the show, you can subtitle. But now we subtitle everything. Like, my kids are watching Scooby-Doo, and we have subtitles.
Oh.
I'm like, I know. Scooby, all he says is, ruh, ruh, ruh. I don't need to
does
read.
Does it spell
ruh,
that
ruh,
out?
Ruh,
it spells out
yes.
like, ruh, ruh, with like an R,
R, R, R, O, O, O. They do it. It's ridiculous. But yeah, now, huh. now you looking. You got me talking loud. Asia's home. I was playing. You're going to get me in trouble.
Solana, you keep the subtitles on?
Yeah, I do keep the subtitles on. But I'm a guy who likes to multitask. So while I'm entertaining myself watching a TV show, I'm working on my reading comprehension as well. So I think it's a win-win for me.
Well, there's actually, like somebody just texted in, Hawk, I'm an elementary school teacher. I tell my students to keep the subtitles on to help their reading. I could understand that. I could understand that. But I mean, just to, I think most people keep them on because they're lazy. They just don't know how to turn it off.
Hawk, don't do that. Solana,
I'm sorry.
You're almost 30 years old. What the hell are you talking about reading comprehension? You're 30.
Jimmy, do you keep the subtitles on the TV when you're watching a show?
Well, it depends because sometimes the fan is loud and I can't understand what people are saying.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Can I buy you a quieter fan? Is it?
No, it's okay.
What do you got? One of those Rattlers from like Opa-locka flea market?
One of those Rattlers.
No, it's not one of those Rattlers.
You know what I'm talking about, right? You know one of those rattly fans,
where the strings hit the light.
I was thinking like a standing fan. I was thinking like not even hooked up to the ceiling. I'm like, you know, one of those things that's cranking to the left and the right and $3 at the Opa-locka. All right.
I'm not laughing at you, Jimmy. I'm laughing at Hawk because he doesn't understand.
All right, Solana, you got a Masters leaderboard update?
Yeah, it's sponsored by Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee, serving golfers around the country since 1968. Justin Rose, still your leader. He finished today even. He sits at 7 under par.
I'm going over to Jimmy's to watch the game. Hey, Jimmy, I know it is a little stuffy in here, but I'm having a tough time hearing Tony Romo.
How many fans does Jimmy have? Just one fan with six? Seven? Good grief.
Hey, man, I appreciate the invite. You got some nice snacks out here, but I was thinking...
Oh, boy. Oh, Jimmy. You are a Jim. Yeah. Jimmy, you're a Jim.
Give me Yimmy's
fan. Give it to me. God.
Your weather from the Exogen Weather Center. It won't be as cold as it is in Jimmy's house tonight. I can assure you that. That's your weather.
Coming over, Jimmy. Wear your jacket. Wear a jacket. Jacket.
Oh, that's funny. All right. Craig Minervini is going to join us here in the next segment. We can talk some Marlins with him, what happened to them yesterday. We can talk some Panthers with him as well. We can go around the world in sports with Craig Minervini here in a moment.
For over 42 years now, J&K Roofing has been running South Florida's roofing. The premier roofing company here in South Florida, fixing, replacing, restoring roofs here in South Florida. They practice social distancing to keep you and their workers safe. But to be honest, in most cases, they do not have to come in your home or office to fix your roofing needs. And yes, home or office. J&K specializes in both residential and commercial roofing. There's no job too big. There is no job too small for the best roofing company in South Florida to handle, and the special financing offers through Y-Green right now will blow your mind. You gotta call J&K if you have any roofing issues. And I called Donnie, the owner. When somebody tells me they have been on top of South Florida, this market's roofing, for over 42 years, I had to ask, how do you do it? Donnie said it's easy. We have the most highly skilled workers that are experts in installing new roofs and repairing existing ones, and they're going to bring the best top-notch material. If it's shingle, metal, tile, gravel roof, we're going to have the best roof, we're going to have the best workers, and that's how we're on top. It makes perfect sense. Quality, service, safety, and health is what they want to give us customers, and let's be honest, and I say us customers because I'm a J&K customer, that's what we want, quality, service, safety, and health. And if you just moved to South Florida, I'm going to let you know, don't have roofing issues down here. Hurricane season's around the corner. You never know the weather. You never know when it's going to rain. You don't know what's going on with the weather. Just make sure you have that roof to protect your palace or office and call J&K today. If you don't know about it, call J&K 954-961-9879. That's 954-961-9879 for all your roofing needs, questions, assessments. If you haven't looked up there in a while, give J&K Roofing a call, and J&K Roofing knows we're all in this thing together.
All right, quick break. Come back with Craig Minervini next on Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I love pig feet.
I love hog mole.
Hawk and Crowder.
Watching the Masters on ESPN. Yesterday, did the show while watching Bally Sports Florida and the Marlins. And then when that whole debacle at the end happened, well, first of all, when Anthony Bass blew the save, I ruined Crowder's live commercial. He was reading the live commercial, and I went nuts because I was upset. But then we had to read Craig Minervini's body language. I wanted to see how angry he was after the game. So let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Craig Minervini, studio host, sometimes play-by-play man for the Marlins on Bally Sports Florida, and also studio host for the Panthers as well. Hello, Craig.
Hey, that was an old game show, Body Language. Remember that show?
That's right. I do remember that show.
So what'd you read?
Well, so I'm going crazy. Crowder's trying to do a live commercial. First of all, I'm going crazy just because Anthony Bass has blown the save. Like, I was there. I was at Lone Depot Park last week. It was Friday night last week when he blew the save opportunity. They had a nice lead going into the ninth. And so he comes in, they've got the lead yesterday, and I'm just kind of goofing around. I'm like, oh, he better not blow this lead again. And sure as bleep, batter number one comes up, goes deep, and then the bases are loaded before you know it. But the actual end, I don't want to go to the place like, look, he blew the save, and he had the bases loaded, and that only would have been two outs if Conforto gets called out on strikes there. So he's still got to get another batter out. So there's still a lot to go. But the way that game actually ended, that had to be one of the more galling finishes you've ever seen.
I don't know that I've ever seen a worse call. I mean, seriously, and there's been bad. We all know. Chang probably played a million games where the are you kidding me? With a referee call, but I'm not sure I've seen a worse one. Because it's not like you had to go and think about it for 40. The ump was calling it a strike. I mean, it's a basic rule. You can't get hit by a pitch in the strike zone. You know, I still don't understand, unless I'm missing something and the protests aren't allowed anymore, why the Marlins can't protest this. Because to me, it wasn't judgment. The ump called him out with a strike, basically. Everybody heard it, every announcer. If you listen to every call, they all had strike three, you know, strike three called. Every one of them, even Conforto said so after the game. He thought he was rung up and said so. And so to me, there's a rule issue. Is the strike proceeds to hit by pitch, not the other way around. I don't understand it. I'm flabbergasted.
And we're watching it live, Craig. And like, why they said they couldn't, the refs, the umps couldn't get together. They're like, can they review it? Like, listen, bro, there's technology now. This is in 1941. Why couldn't they go look at a damn screen and see the ball went over the plate?
Well, for one, I like when the umps have been better in baseball of rallying together and chatting about something that goes on. This one, the guy kind of leaned in. They weren't even, it was like leaned in quickly. And then all they could do, apparently, on that video is look at, did he get hit by the pitch? Well, we all know he did. It was by sound. Actually, you couldn't really see it that well. But if you listen to it, it just nicked his elbow pad. So I don't know why, in that case, he couldn't have just said, I called it a strike. And forget the video. I called it a strike. Get together with the umps. Throw it on another guy. I did call it a strike. Hey, the rule is, if it's a strike, you know, if one ump said to him, guys, one ump said, hey, ball's a strike. You called it a strike, yes? Okay, well, then it's not a hit by pitch. I don't know why you couldn't have done that.
And the Mets, they're not even going to complain loudly at that because they know the rule and they've got another at-bat coming. It was really the way that they mangled the end of that. You're so right. If all four umps get together, you can easily put it on one ump. This doesn't, because one ump can say, this doesn't need to go any further. You're ringing them up. That's it. That's the end. Yeah. You called the third. He was looking at strike three.
I had to go to the rule book and said, am I mind mistaken, or can you take a strike away with a hit by pitch? I looked at it. I had a look. I said, I must be going nuts if that's the case. It wasn't like he called it a ball. If he called it a ball, then you could say, okay, well, what are you going to do? He called it a ball. Even though the guy, he's supposed to make an attempt to get out of it, that's a tough one to call. This was pretty easy. I mean, it's easy in slow motion, but even then, to see it was a strike, this is not a tricky one to me. A little league ump would get this correct. And then the guy comes out afterward and says so. Protest the game. Why not?
We even played the broadcast from SNY yesterday on our show because it happened like in the end of the 4 o'clock hour. And so then I saw on Twitter, and so I'm like, Solana, we need to play this because, you know, it was Keith Hernandez. I forget who the play-by-play guy is.
Gary Cohen.
But, I mean, they were certain, oh, yeah, this will be reversed. I mean, was no doubt in anyone's mind that, first of all, you don't do that, what Conforto did. You don't do that. Is there, you know, the unwritten rules of baseball better than we do. Conforto gets plunked on his first at bat tomorrow?
I'm not sure about that one. I'm going to go 50-50. The Marlins got to win a ball game here. I mean, they've blown two now. As bad as things have been, I think I saw they were 29-0 last year with the lead after eight. So as bad as they've played, and they have not played well, they should be 3-4. You got to finish the game. With the games that you're winning, you got to finish. If you don't finish those, you're really going to have a rough season. So I'm not sure. I'll go 50-50. I don't have the access like we used to get the inside word from the clubhouse, but I'll go 50-50, maybe 40-60 against him getting hit.
And, Craig, it brings up in my mind now, I know they were testing out that electronic strike zone and more technology, you know, at the plate in baseball. What happened yesterday makes me think about it, man. What's your take on, you know, I wouldn't say taking the umps out of the game, but making them, I know, you know, more electronic, more technology in baseball?
I will tell you this. I think Don Mattingly has come out and said he'd be in favor of that because he's seen too many that are – I'm not in favor of that. I used to be Mr. Replay. I was – saying we need more replay, and the more replay we get, the less I like it. I know it's funny. Most people don't agree with me. That slide at second base where the guy's foot goes over by a millimeter, I could do without that. If you want to turn it on in the seventh inning, if you want to plays at the plate, plays at first, I'll give you those. Home run balls, I'll give you that. I don't want to replay every little play. I think it's too many replays. I think the umps basically have been taken out of the game to begin with, Crowder. I mean, you can't argue with them anymore. Every issue goes to the, unless you don't have a challenge, goes to the tape anyway. What are they even there for? Except the home plate ump.
The same thing.
To me, I've had enough.
Same thing in hockey too, Craig. It has to drive you crazy. Some of those offsides that were, you know, they corrected.
They made the rule better this year.
Yeah, like put those offsides. I mean, that's not the tip of a skate.
It has nothing to do. There was one a week ago or so in overtime. The guy was way on the left of the ice, right? The ice is, what, 85 feet across? He was 84 feet away from this guy who brought the puck in the zone, who makes a great move and scores. And the guy on the left actually moved his foot back to try and get it over the line because you don't have to be on the line anymore. They called it back. No goal. I mean, it's insane.
Craig Minervini is with us. So do the Marlins, the bigger question, I think, coming out of yesterday, do they have a closer problem? Because, again, this dude's blown a couple of saves, and like you said, they can't afford to be doing this.
They can't. Their offense is sluggish right now. I don't think it's a bad offense, but right now they're sluggish, obviously. They scored in six of the games. I think they've got a total of nine runs. But so those are the games when your offense isn't pulling you out that you need to win. Look, if it's not right now, the leash is short. It has to be right now.
Yeah.
Let them get straight somewhere else. You got Garcia. I haven't met him. I know everybody says he's a great guy and he's got good stuff. He was 7-for-9 last year. Actually, Cervelli hit a 3-run homer against him. He blew a save against the Marlins in Buffalo last year. But for the most part, he's had good numbers and he's got a good record. But so far, you know, look, it's a performance game. They have to be talking about it, whether they pull the trigger right away or he gets one more shot. I can't imagine it's more than one more right now.
Craig Minervini, you see him on the Panthers broadcast, the Marlins broadcast, and for those of you that know, if you know, you know, Craig DeGeorge was a very big part of WWF back then. And WrestleMania is this weekend, and I don't know anything about it. Neither does Crowder. Do you still follow wrestling at all? And what's the headline event at WrestleMania if you do?
You know what? I really don't follow it that closely anymore. When I'm flipping around, I would check in for 2 minutes. I didn't follow it real closely, although I was more familiar with it even when I got that job. Then all of a sudden I got really into it. I watched it when I was a kid, like a lot of us did. with Vince McMahon, and where I grew up, it was on a weekend on Channel 9 in New York. It was pretty popular, Bruno Sammartino and that. But no, I don't follow it as closely anymore. But I did follow it closely in 1987 when I was there. Can you imagine? Kyle, did you play at the Silverdome? Probably did in your career.
Yeah.
Or was it not there?
Detroit. Yeah, on Thanksgiving. We played Thanksgiving Day in the Silverdome.
Oh, yes. I figured you did. Well, can you imagine that instead of having a football field to look at a wrestling ring in the middle of that place, they had 93,000. I think it was 173. It was an indoor crowd record. And I was there for WrestleMania 3 and 4. It was in Atlantic City. And those events were as good as the excitement. And I'm telling you, we've all covered everything. The excitement in the building and those events were as high and as exciting as any event I've ever been at.
Wow. But Craig, what happened, man, bro? Goldberg, yeah. I loved to go. I used to have that on my first cell phone. That was my ringtone. What happened to wrestling? What is it? Age? Are we too old now? What happened?
I don't know. I'm not sure, but the answer to that, I think they had the family entertainment, then they went really, really edgy. Then I think they pulled it back a little bit. And you know, what's amazing though, is the business is still hot. They still draw, they still get ratings. It's worked. I mean, Vince McMahon is a magician and a tremendous marketer, obviously, and promoter, and the guys make great money from what I understand. The wrestlers still do. I mean, what amazes me is the nostalgia. I actually did something I've never done about a week or two ago.
I went to New Jersey. I saw this.
Yeah, and I did a signing. Who the hell wants Craig DeGeorge's autograph? I had to practice. I haven't written an autograph in 20 years. How do you write my last name? You know. And I went up there with Cowboy Bob Orton, and I'm telling you, for 3 hours, people called. They talked. We signed autographs. I felt like you, Crowder. You know, you must be at these nostalgic events where you're signing autographs. So it was pretty cool.
Yes.
But that's crazy, though, to have done it so long ago, and people still want to have an interaction with Craig DeGeorge.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think because they rerun some of this stuff, is rerun now or has been on one of these networks, and so it has a kind of a second life. It was kind of, I mean, look, in the 80s, it was really cool. And plus, it had the younger audience and the older audience. Like, everybody liked it, which was really, and your kid loved it, you know, watching it. And the parents got into it, too. It's a unique crowd. It is a bit of a niche audience, wrestling. Some people roll their eyes when you say you like wrestling. But let me, from a business standpoint and a TV standpoint, it was unbelievable.
I got to ask you now, did Craig DeGeorge, because I just watched the Andre the Giant, his documentary, yeah. And Hulk Hogan was talking about their final match,
great.
And how it was an awesome documentary, Craig.
Yep.
Did Craig DeGeorge know what was going to happen in the ring? Did you know, have any idea of what the plan was, or you just called
it? No. I did. I was there. I did not know. I was not doing play-by-play. McMahon and Gorilla Monsoon, one of the great names ever, called the WrestleMania 4. And WrestleMania 3 with the one you're talking about. But I will tell you this. Before that, or maybe it was the next – yeah, it was before WrestleMania 4. They were looking at a rematch of some sort. And I was in Indianapolis at the Market Square where the Heat play the Pacers often at the time. And there was if you remember, they used to be on NBC on Saturday nights. It was a big event. It was national, and it was live from like 9 to 10. It was called Saturday Night's Main Event. And they had that Obsession song. Remember that song?
Yes.
And that was led you into a da-da-da-da. And I didn't know what was going to go on. And anyway, long story short, is Hogan is matching up with the Giant in this thing. And somehow he loses on a two count. And WrestleMania is like a month away. And I'm looking at the ring saying, what is going on? How could they lose the belt on a Saturday show and wrestle? It's going to screw the whole thing up. And what happened was the referee, who is a guy named Earl Hebner, a 20-year official in the WWF. Well, he had, unbeknownst to everybody except Vince McMahon, an identical twin brother who was a official in a different organization. Vince bought his contract out, held him for like 6 months privately, and plops him in the ring, and then they do a shtick with Ted DiBiase, the million-dollar man's in the corner, paid off the ref. And all of a sudden, two refs show up that look identical, and they get into a fight, and Hogan, you know, he was bought. Oh, I mean, it was spectacular.
Unbelievable. That's kind of what happened yesterday with Conforto. I wanted to see that ump. I thought maybe his brother was behind the
good point. Come full circle. That's a culpa.
That's odd. Unbelievable. That's how you do it here. All right. Yeah. No more questions, Craig DeGeorge.
Okay.
Anytime. That was awesome.
We'll watch you this weekend, Craig. On the you on the Marlins broadcast this weekend?
Yes, I am. And protest the game. I think you have to do it right away. So I don't.
But the only problem is, so what would you if you protest? You would just what? You'd replay the rest of that inning, so there'd be two outs.
Well, if you won, they're rare. I'm saying protest. I don't know if you can because somebody's going to say it's judgment. To me, it's a rule mistake. I mean, he called it a strike, right. And he used it hit by pitch. Right. But the only thing they would do is probably pick it up from that spot. Look, Alonso can get a base hit next pitch. Game's over. But right. I think there's a time limit on that, and there's probably somebody saying you can't do it out there.
All right. Craig Minervini, watch him this weekend. Bally Sports Florida, your Marlins and Mets. See you, Craig. All right. That is fun, man. He's got some stories.
Man,
all right.
That was awesome. That was awesome.
It's great, right? All right. Yes. We'll take a quick break. Come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hock and Crowder Show.
Heavy on the fish guts.
Hock and Crowder.
Watching the Masters here on ESPN. Looks like, I don't know if Brooks Koepka is even going to make the cut. The only reason that I say that is because I have him in my pool. So it's always, I'm just going to have to gamble straight up. Forget the pool over the weekend, Crowder. Crowder, we are going to do some gambling this weekend like you've never seen before. We are going to gamble on the Masters. We're going to gamble on El Clasico. We're going to gamble on the Marlins, on the Panthers, WrestleMania, if they take bets on that. I mean, we are going balls to the wall this weekend.
Hawk, you found out about El Clasico 6 minutes ago, and you're already putting in bets. You didn't even know what was happening.
I've got a hunch. Inter Miami FC. Yeah. I think we can all agree. Robbie Robinson, huh? Who knows?
Hey, he was awesome in college, wasn't he? Is that the same guy?
that's our very limited soccer knowledge, right? Okay. We have a couple of go-to things that we can say, and there you go. There's one of the WrestleMania events. I'm looking at it. Is Bad Bunny? Bad Bunny's in a tag team match.
That's gonna be silly.
Bad Bunny and I'm guessing that's his walk-up music. Bad Bunny and Damian Priest versus The Miz and John Morrison.
Have you seen Bad Bunny's body?
I saw he was shirtless in the new Corona commercial. I saw it yesterday during the Heat game. Yeah,
he doesn't like he could do much physically.
Bad I don't
Bunny,
know. I'm looking at the matchups for tomorrow and Sunday. I mean, I really don't know any wrestlers anymore. When I say Bobby Lashley. I remember him. I had dinner with Bobby Lashley.
Really?
Bobby Lashley was like a UFC fight. Was a wrestler, then became a UFC fighter. Remember the old Miami Sports Grill or whatever? It was on like 190
by Dean's Gold.
Yep.
163rd.
Yep. 163rd in Biscayne. Yeah. Yeah. We were doing something. This is way back when Lebatard Show first started on 790. And somehow I ended up at that Miami Sports Grill having dinner with Bobby Lashley.
Have I told you my Miami Sports Grill story?
Mm-mm.
With the cocaine bag on the floor?
No, but that's very believable at that point.
I'm sitting at the bar. I don't know why I was – I think I was meeting somebody to go to Dean's Gold, and I'm like, they were late, so I was like, I'll go grab some wings. And I'm sitting at the bar, and I look down on the floor, and there's a Ziploc bag full of white powder. And so I turned, and the crazy thing, it was a lady next to me. And I turned, I was like, ma'am, is that yours? She looked at me. She said, no. She grabbed it and took off running and left.
Was it like a sandwich baggie with a little bit, or was it like a bag with like a kilo?
It was like the snack, but not the full sandwich bag, like the little snack bag.
Gotcha. Yep.
And it was rolled up, and I looked down, and I was like, I think I know what that is, but I know it's not mine. Is this yours? No!
That place was insane.
Oh, my goodness.
That place was insane.
All right. Me and Zach Krantz and I did two shows there before they closed.
That place was nuts. That place was nuts. It was a sports bar, but it was nuts. It was something, man. You couldn't get a spot in that parking lot on certain nights.
No. Yeah, that little canal next to it, when they open it up, the snook are crazy there. I know you care, Hawk.
Oh, yeah. That's why I went. 4 o'clock hour is coming up. We'll give you your next chance to win $1,000, give you another code word. And we have a great story. Speaking of the Masters, we have a great story for you from John Congemi in the 4 o'clock hour. Quick break, then more Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
No, baby. It's me, Baboni.
Hawk and Crowder.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.